Want to welcome a whole bunch of new listeners tuned in on CKDJ 107.9, a familiar place for one Zoe Thorne. That is your alma mater, Algonquin College, isn't it?
I'm so excited to be back, not as a student too, which is kind of a little bit more of a relief, just so there isn't like grades on the line. And stuff.
Yeah, the pressure's off now.
Tuition that needs to be paid, but I'm so happy to be back. Oh my gosh.
You know what? And there's people already happy to have us back. I got a note from Denise this morning. She went searching for our email. She was very concerned. She went to CKDJ at 107.9 FM this morning and did not hear Zoe and the Milkman. And she emailed to say, what's going on? Denise, you'll be happy to know that going forward, you can sleep in a little bit, my friend. We're on at 5 o'clock until 6 o'clock weekdays. That's PM.
Yes.
On CKDJ.
Not AM. Enjoy your beauty sleep.
And if you do want to hear the show earlier than that, you can catch us on our flagship station. It's internet radio, blasttheradio.com. You can ask Alexa or Google to play Blast the Radio. And of course, we are a podcast as well. So that means if you've got Spotify, you just look for Yow, Y-O-W Show. With Zoe and the Milkman. Apple has us. Google is getting out of the podcast business, so we're not going to promote Google going forward. And if all of that is confusing to you, just go to yowshow.ca, and every single episode is there. You just click the picture, and it opens it right up, and it plays right on your computer. Real easy.
Yeah, super simple.
You know what? I never got a chance to ask you what you did for the weekend. Zoe!
Yes.
What did you do on the weekend?
I went for some extremely long walks. I think I did with my roomie on Saturday, like 6.5K.
Amazing.
Like some 21,000 steps or something. Yeah.
Now, was that part of the CHEO event that was on this weekend? Because I know that there was a lot of cycling going on.
Nope, we were just bumming around town, and it was just nice enough weather. Like, it was so gorgeous Saturday, and I had brought up, I don't have much to do. Like, did you want to go walk up and see the tulips? Because those are starting to open. Yeah, and so I also noticed she had something that she wanted to return to Winners. So we were like, okay, let's walk to Lansdowne, cut through the Tulip Festival, and see those at the same time.
Oh, my God. I walked up the stairs.
Whoa.
I know. I saw daylight, too. It was really amazing.
Whoa. That is a big accomplishment for you.
I got out of the basement. Actually, you know what? It was really nice. My friend Sue McGarvey, if you're not familiar with Sue McGarvey, Sex with Sue's Sue McGarvey. She taught you sex on the radio. She and I do a show on Tuesdays, a podcast called Turned On with Sue and John. Sue McGarvey, out of nowhere, surprised all of her friends. I guess the family was in on it. She and her boyfriend, Graham, well, they're now husband and wife. Yay!
Oh my God, congratulations. A surprise wedding, that's so cool. Like, I just don't feel like I'd be able to keep the secret.
I don't know how she did it, because Sue is just a social butterfly, right? Mm-hmm. So they've got a beautiful house that they just bought a little while ago. They've got an Airbnb upstairs as well. So the Airbnb was converted into the dance floor, and that's where I was set up to DJ. It was so warm on the weekend. Everybody wanted to be outside, though. So it was the best DJ wedding gig ever for me, because I got to spin for about 20 minutes, got people dancing, and then everybody wanted to be outside. So I had a drink in my hand, and I got to sit down in a chair and actually socialize with other human beings. Zoe, I still want to cry. It was I never get a chance to do that. It was beautiful.
You just put like the iPod on shuffle.
Damn
and went
right.
Outside. No, love that.
Damn right. Dance if you want to. So yes, congratulations to Sue and to Graham.
Yeah.
Graham is English, and his older brother and a whole bunch of relatives came from England and from other places, Sweden, Vancouver, etc., just to be part of it. So I got a chance to meet some really cool people, some really cool stories, and just celebrate happiness. Sue McGarvey is one of my all-time favorite people. So I'm really, really
Congratulations to them, and I'm so glad all their family could make it.
The other thing I did, by the way,
we
talked about it, and it's finally here. the new Jerry Seinfeld movie about Pop-Tarts called Frosted. It was already on my radar, and then Stuntman Stu messaged me. He says, you better be watching Frosted. He said, the number of references to Milkman in this movie.
It's true, yeah.
So we started watching it on Saturday. We ended up falling asleep, and we watched the rest of it on Sunday. But yeah, about every 5 minutes, there's an evil Milkman played by Christian Slater. And I mean, it's just constant Milkman audio.
You know what I was surprised and watched over the weekend?
What's that?
The greatest of all time roast of Tom Brady.
I heard it was fantastic.
It was so good. If you love dark humor and just like, of course, ripping into someone who is like absolutely the greatest of all time.
He's got a good sense of humor too, though, right? And he's pretty quick. Yeah,
he does. There was one joke where he got up and said something to the person who made it and then sat back down. It looked like he was saying, "Not, don't say that again." But yeah, the star-studded affair hosted, of course, by Netflix was just an app. Like, I was trying to watch it quietly because my roommate was sleeping. And it was at some point, like, I was biting the blanket because I was, like, trying so hard not to burst out laughing. But
not
there was
not that you have a laugh that's going to wake anybody up, Zoe.
No, never. No. It's probably her, right? Like, she goes to sleep hearing that. So.
Who hosted that? Was it Kevin Hart or was it Nikki Glaser?
It was Kevin Hart.
Okay.
Nikki Glaser killed it. Tony Hitchwith, I think Hitchwith, was another comedian. He absolutely slayed too. There was some fantastic jokes made.
Awesome.
At Tom Brady's expense, of course. Awesome. But
well, there you go. A couple of things for you to watch tonight. Since if you're a Maple Leafs fan, I know you're not watching hockey. So, and if you're listen, in fairness, if you are an Ottawa PHL fan, we're not in the playoffs either. That was a heartbreaker last night. I watched the second half of the second period and into the third. They were in that. They were in that, and then they weren't. And yeah, they had to win in regulation time in order to knock Minnesota out, and we just couldn't get it done. But what a great season. I loved Ottawa PHL, and I'm going to stick with it through the playoffs as well. There's just great hockey. It's so great to see women's professional hockey.
I'd love to see the ladies versus like the Ottawa Senators, and I feel like that would be a really good.
No. Let's keep things even. Let's have them take on the Leafs.
Hi, I'm Finn, and you're listening to Finn's Forecast. After yesterday's rain, today is a nice day. Lots of sun with the occasional cloud. A high of 21 degrees. The wind is moderate from the west. The night is clear with a low of 7 degrees. Tomorrow starts off the same as today. Catch me again tomorrow for Finn's Forecast. Back to Zoe and John. See ya!
Zoe, I'm going to put the bug in your ear right now. I have got a bunch of topics for the Back in My Day battle. So, beginning tomorrow, let's get back to the Back in My Day battle. Bring it on.
Okay, will do.
All right. And I would be remiss if I did not bring up this show's absolute best friend in the world, our good buddy Taylor Swift. Because when we mention our good friend Taylor Swift, of course, our numbers go up.
Yes, we need Taylor in our life.
Every time you put it in the information, the description for the podcast, it's like, oh, Taylor Swift, what? People drop it and they have a listen. A new study has been conducted by Jeff Bett. They wanted to rank Taylor's best boyfriends of all time, according to her fans.
Okay. I feel like Taylor Lautner is going to rank very high on this.
That's right. Taylor dated a Taylor, didn't she?
Yes. And Taylor Lautner is married to a Taylor. So
he's just, really?
Just loves it. Yeah. He's got an MO here that I think we've all picked up on at this point. Yeah. And it's actually Lautner.
Oh, okay.
I learned that recently. Not
Lautner. Okay. Well, I admire Taylor keeping it simple, right? I'm just a forgetful person. And you know what? If their birthdays are the same day, I applaud it even more. Just keeping things ridiculously simple.
Simple. Keep it simple.
So poor Taylor Swift, of course, you know, people who are not Swifties or people who, you know, just they like her, but they just, you know, the obvious joke is how many breakups has she had? She's dated a lot of people. Now, This is the ranking of Taylor's ex-boyfriends. All right. So from least favorite to most favorite. And it doesn't bode well for current boyfriend Travis Kelce. He ranked the lowest, by the way. We'll get to that in just a moment. You want to do what? The top 10, the top 5? Your pick.
Let's do top 5.
Top 5. Harry Styles at number 5, according to Taylor's fans.
But what is this based off of, though? Is this like how cutesy we see them in public? Is this just like, you know, people like them because they like them? What?
So it's based on attractiveness.
Okay.
Facial features as determined by AI. So this is real scientific.
Okay.
All right. And how conventionally attractive they are. I'm glad you asked, because yeah, that kind of.
So basically just how hot they are from.
All right. Yeah.
This end to this end.
In summary.
Maybe I should do that with my boyfriends. No one would care, but.
All right. So Harry Styles, number 5. Number 4 is the aforementioned Taylor Lautner.
Okay.
Calvin Harris at number 3.
Okay. Yeah.
Calvin Harris is EDM DJ guy, right?
Yeah, but that's why I'm just kind of surprised that Taylor didn't rank higher than him. He's like the Twilight buff.
Well, they were close.
Girl dream guy.
They were close.
Yeah.
Okay. Calvin Harris, 8.83 on the Richter scale. Taylor at 8.42. So neck and neck.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2 on the list, Joe Alwyn. Why do I not know Joe Alwyn?
I'm not super familiar with him either.
Well, he ranks higher than Calvin Harris and Taylor at an 8.89. Number 1, Taylor's best boyfriend, according to fans who use AI to determine hotness factor, Joe Jonas, 9.27 out of 10.
Okay, that checks out. That checks out.
Travis Kelce, current boyfriend, last on the list, number 12 with a 6.85.
You know what? It's all about what Taylor wants at the end of the day, guys. If she thinks he's handsome, then he's handsome.
And if she don't, well, that's
then
the next album.
Another album. We got your news nuggets, the nuggets of news.
Wooka, wooka.
Morsels of information ready for you on this sunny, beautiful day.
Oh, bonus singing from Zoe here on the show. It is Yow, Y-O-W, yowshow.ca is our website. That's where you can find our podcast, our contact information, etc. Yes, news nuggets. Another test of the emergency system to your phone coming up this week and next week. So Gatineau this week, Ottawa next week. It's all part of Emergency Preparedness Week. So you will get that really annoying beep on your phone, or you're supposed to get it anyway. So if you're on the Quebec side, Wednesday, 1:55 p.m. on the Ontario side coming up May 15th, which is, I want to say, next Wednesday?
Yep.
At 12:55 p.m. Ottawa Photo Radar it's a cash box. It issued 7,500 speeding tickets in its first month, the camera on Cathcart Street and St. Patrick Street. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's insane. But I'm still upset that OC Transpo is not paying for their tickets that they get on those. But okay.
It's the highest number of tickets issued by a Photo Radar camera in 1 month since the program was launched in the summer of 2020. Photo Radar cameras total 40 in the city right now. 43,416 speeding tickets in the month of March alone. They are out there. Be aware. Put your GPS on. It'll tell you you are in a speed zone.
There's also a lot of signs, guys. Just read the signs.
Yeah. You know what, though? There's so many signs. Like, I think it's disingenuous to say, just look for the signs.
Ace of Base made a whole song. Right?
Yes.
I saw the sign,
and
it told me
I'm updating
a photo
it.
Right,
I'm updating it. Get the GPS. Follow what it tells you to do. Doopy doo. Great weekend for the aforementioned Cycle for Chio. Thank you to everybody who got out there and biked. It went the Ottawa and Gatineau side. The route went over the bridges and back again. $2.2 million raised for the Children's Hospital of Eastern Ontario. Way to go.
Yeah, killing it, guys.
And I'm really hoping my buddy Dave, who participated in that. Dave is a big-time cyclist. I saw he posted a picture yesterday. He hit a pothole completely. Wrecked the front wheel of his bike. That's the least of his concerns. You should see the gash on his knee. Whoa.
I hope there was medics nearby quickly to help him out. That's
me too.
So sorry. Feel better soon.
Looks like a bit of a busted nose too, but I know his wife Jeanette will kiss that all better. Yeah, she's good for that. For the second time in a week, what is going on? A high rise in Overbrook, 2 fires in the span of a week. And have you heard of Claudie LaRouche?
Yes, actually.
Isn't she a genius?
She is, and the city should be paying her money.
I hate the city of Ottawa's website. It is the most overly complicated website in the world for trying to find the simplest of things. Well, Claudie LaRouche has also been fed up, so she has gone through the entire website. She has picked it apart, and she has created basically her own search engine to help you find events especially and all kinds of other things that would be on the City of Ottawa website. Instead of going to ottawa.ca, do yourself a favor. Go to claudielarouche.com. And Claudie, thank you for making this the website that the city absolutely
honestly
does deserve.
Like, everyone in this city hates the city website. I'm so sorry that you felt that you needed to go and create a new one when we've all been bitching to the city about this for a long time. But thank you so much, City of Ottawa. You owe her a thank you as well, and maybe a couple bucks for doing that.
Absolutely.
For you.
Yeah. If one of the speed cameras catches her, just let her go. All right.
Yeah.
Turn a blind eye to all things Claudie LaRouche. ClaudieLaRouche.com. That's fun to say.
This is your Empowerment Coach Susie with today's Empowerment Moment. Define clearly what stepping out of your comfort zone looks like specifically for you. Set specific, achievable goals to make it easier to achieve. You can do this by breaking these into smaller steps that feel manageable. Tracking these small wins will motivate you to push further. Make sure to regularly reassess and adjust your goals as your personal growth increases and your comfort zone expands. Find more daily tips online. Look for Power Coach Susie on all social media platforms.
How long have you and I been partners on this show? Over a year.
Oh, yes. Yep, definitely over a year.
Closing
yep.
in on two, I would think. Well, things I still don't know about you and you may not know about me. What is your favorite dessert? And I'm asking for a reason, because apparently your favorite dessert reveals interesting insights about your personality. We'll get to that in just a moment. But if you had to have a dessert, like right now, what are you picking?
Oh, I'm having a sticky toffee pudding. It's probably just because, like,
okay,
I'm hot, I'm sweet, and I'm sticky.
Well, according to this, if you are the kind of person who goes for custards or puddings, you are the kind of person who appreciates comfort, tradition, and simple joys in life. I would say that's accurate for you.
Yes, and yes.
Yeah. For me, it's a toss-up between chocolate and ice cream. I'm going to go with chocolate, since I've kind of cut out ice cream, but there's still
it's a classic.
Yeah.
It's a classic.
If you are a chocolate lover like me, you are passionate. You are indulgent, you enjoy life's pleasures, and you too appreciate comfort and warmth.
Oh.
See, look at that. That's another place where you and I connect.
Yeah. You got so many more words than I did.
We tried to keep it simple for you because we know you deal with dyslexia, so.
No, that's true.
If you're one of those healthy people who likes fruit for dessert, guess what? You have a refreshing and vibrant personality. You also, shockingly, value health.
What?
I know.
That's in chocolate. What are you doing?
Uh-huh. They appreciate freshness, and they also are someone who has a touch of sweetness. Okay, ice cream. If ice cream is your go-to for dessert, you are described as someone who is open to variety and, again, enjoy life's simple pleasures.
You're also frigid, cold-hearted, painful on the teeth.
And you're someone I need to be friends with, since ice cream has been banned from my house. I only need to come over for like 10 minutes at a time, and then we're good. Cheesecake aficionados, you appreciate elegance and balance. That's who you are. And finally, cookie. People who like cookies for dessert are likely friendly, approachable, and enjoy sharing moments with others. That is what your favorite dessert reveals about your personality. Hey, just a reminder, coming up Wednesday, Zoe and I are on the road, our first ever live on location, the Queensway Carleton Hospital. It is Nurses Week this week, and so the Queensway Carleton Hospital has asked us to come out, provide some music and a microphone. They got a little something planned to thank the night shift as they go home and to welcome the day shift as they come in. So Queensway Carleton Hospital, near the parking garage, is where we'll be from like 6:30 in the morning till about 8:15 on Wednesday. So we're looking forward to that.
I'm just following wherever you're going, so you better know where we're going, because I won't.
Lucky for you, I have an intimate knowledge of the Queensway Carlton Hospital. I was talking with my friend Kathy McCumber, who I've known since high school. She's the one who booked us for this, and she's like, you know where the hospital is, right? Like, you know your way around it? I said, Kathy, when I was in high school, you may not know this about me, but I was... The running joke was that I was on a first name basis with everybody in the ER. I hurt myself a lot in high school. So.
Yeah, you said luckily, and I'm like, is that luckily?
Well,
though?
Yeah,
I'm
fair enough.
I'm not sure. I know where it is. Like, I know where all the hospitals are. I just cannot say that I've spent a lot of time in them, thankfully, in my life. Knock on wood.
Yeah, I've never set foot in the mall four, so there's that. The general, certainly I know that one. I was born at the Riverside. It's been a while since I've seen that. The Riverside's not really a hospital anymore. It does like day surgeries and things like that, so it's not like an ER.
Sure, I'll take your word on it.
I spent more time at the Civic than I cared to, thanks to my depression, etc., but that was then. But yes, the Queensway Carlton Hospital reunited, and it feels so good this Wednesday. So there you go. And we'll be breaking in on BTR, so that's blasttheradio.com during the Jeff Michaels Show. But we will turn that into a podcast, so you'll hear that afternoons. Our first day today on CKDJ, Algonquin College Radio, 107.9 FM. How does it feel being back on there?
Oh, feels so good. I feel young again.
Why didn't that work for me? I don't understand.
That's because they got rid of your program at your college, so that just makes you feel old. Mine's still alive and thriving.
That is it for Yow, your Ottawa webcast. She's Zoe Thorne. I am the Milkman. Our website is YowShow, YOWShow.ca.
If you like what you heard, please spread the word. And as always, ta-ta for now.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. See you later. Bye.
Goodbye.
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 Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.